Thank you for sticking with us, Arizona homeowners. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House here in the 9 o'clock hour. It's the open line hour. But this segment number three is where we dive deep to one area of management. The homes need management. There's always maintenance tasks going on. And if you're one of the users of our digital home management application, the Rosie on the House Homezada app, and you've got a glass or mirror or window project, this is the perfect opportunity to get that scheduled, get that done, get it taken care of. And at the end of this break, by the expert help of Dennis Rusk of ABC Glass, you're going to know what steps to take when something goes Dennis, thanks for coming down this Saturday morning.
Thank you very much. It's glad to be here.
So let's start with windows. Probably the biggest thing we're going to fix the fastest. There could be some other things inside the home that break and may not be so urgent, but how do we know if it's tempered or untempered,
if it's tempered glass, it's going to break into a million little pieces. It's going to be all over the place. If it's just annealed glass, it's just going to maybe splinter, and you'll see some splintering into the glass itself. Some of it might have fallen out, but most of the time, you've got to be really careful. You can tape over it for safety. Tempered glass, you're going to have to break it out and kind of let it fall to the ground so you can clean it up. And you'll find tempered glass around the house for the next year probably, but because it breaks in such small pieces. But it's considered safety glass, and that's the most important thing.
And the reason it's safety glass is because...
It's because when it breaks, it blows up into little tiny pieces, and it just pricks your skin if it hits you, and it doesn't cut you like a regular glass would.
As opposed to these big, heavy shards that...
Fall down, yes.
You get... feet like Bruce Willis, you know. So that breaks. If it's tempered, we're just sweeping it up and we're calling the glass shop. If it's not tempered and it's still all in place, tape it.
You can tape it up so you can keep everybody away. Sometimes it'll fall out. You just got to be very, very careful. And then you call the glass company and we can come in and at least help get things tore apart and cleaned up.
So once you've got it cleaned up, do I have to put a whole new window in? Can I get individual glass squares that can go back into this insert?
Well, in today's world, we live in the world of insulated glass. So it's a two panels. You have an outside panel and an inside panel with a spacer in between. So normally, it's the outside panel that's broken, so you're still secure in the house, so you don't have to jump around trying to find something right away. You call your glass company, they come out, and they can measure it. And 9 times out of 10, and what will happen is that they will order a brand new panel. They'll come back after they get it back from the factory, and they'll come back and put it in. That's the best way to do that. That way, at the factory, they can clean both inside panels so they're nice and clean for before they seal it, and then you don't have any problems after that.
And unsealed, anybody that's had condensation in between their windows, they know what an unsealed dual pane looks like, a big foggy mess.
Yeah, it does. Sometimes it looks like a fishbowl if it gets enough condensation in it.
Okay, so that's taking care of the glass, but on those panels, especially the ones that move up and down, pretty prone to some other maintenance issues there.
Well, this time, you know, in the fall and in the spring, all of a sudden you go out to open your window because you like some nice cool air to come in, and you open the window and the window just falls straight down. The window hasn't gone bad. It's just the balancers that keep the window up have gone bad. The spring is broken. The clips are broken. Something's happened. And so it's nothing that you have to take a lot of time to do. You just call a glass company out. They'll tear the window apart, take the balancers, see what kind they are, put the window back together so at least your house is sealed, and they order them and come back out in a few days and put them back in.
And something you've started recently, just because of the amount of repairs y'all do with windows, is the screens. They don't have a long lifespan. They're affordable. They do a great job when they're there. 5, 10 years, Arizona sun, southwest side. Man, nothing would survive out there.
And that's a problem. The screens all of a sudden get a little tear in them. The bugs start rolling in. And most people say, I don't really have time to go out and get new screens. They like to take their screen to a glass shop. And when our glass shop, we have a screen shop there that we rescreen for you using your existing frame. And that saves you a little bit of money. We can do it in a few days.
Now, real quick, there are still a number of old single-pane windows still out there that haven't been replaced from the 70s and 60s and 50s. Is that an easy fix, or is that your tipping point that, hey, it's time to upgrade to a new window?
We can, you know what, there are a lot of old single-pane windows out there. We work on and fix a lot of them. It's the sliding window. You're able to take that out very easily and bring it into the shop, and we can repair it for you right there at the shop and give it right back to you within 20, 30 minutes. On the stationary, it's a little more difficult to tear it apart, so most of the time we come out to repair that right there in the field. We'll come out, measure the glass. We can cut the glass on the side of the truck, put it back in the frame, and we're off to go, and everybody's happy.
That statement made me think of something I wanted to talk about at the beginning of this segment. When you said cut the glass. Glass is a liquid, so are you really cutting it?
Yeah, you're actually putting a score on the glass, and then you put a score, and then you can either put a pencil or something underneath it, and you can break the glass.
I need to see a glass factory, because I always wonder, how do they take sand and make it a liquid? You know, glass is sand, and it's a liquid, but you see through it. How is this possible?
It's put into a big molten vat, and what it does is that as the molten comes off the float and goes onto the float line, it comes off at about 60 feet a second. It's running pretty fast. As it comes off, they're putting more into the vat to keep the level of the glass of the molten at a certain height. And as that goes along, the molten comes across at different thicknesses, and as it does, it cools, and as it cools, it clears. And as you get it out there, they got laser cutters cutting it as fast as they can to stack it and get things going.
How long does it take for that process for it then to hit your shop?
Well, for us, I mean, depending on where it's manufactured. If it's manufactured in the United States, we have a distribution center here in town, and they get it. They get glass delivered every day, so we can get cases of glass as we need them. So it takes about 3 weeks.
I love industry and the supply chain of things that we don't think about and take for granted in our daily lives until something breaks. And then what?
Yeah, but, you know, it's one of those things you want to go to and watch on TV, but they never put that kind of stuff on TV for you to watch. How do you make glass, you know? Where's Mr. Rogers when you need him?
Where is he? So let's go inside the home. Glass tables, glass shower doors.
We do a lot of glass shelving. People are redecorating constantly. They got new things going on. We do curio cabinets. People come out from other parts of the country out to Arizona, and the curio cabinet shelves break. Make a lot of those shelving. And nowadays, it's the heavy, thick glass, and everybody's putting decanters and things on top of it and really sprucing up their bar areas and stuff in the house.
How do you know the weight load of glass? If it's a quarter inch, does it hold so many pounds per square inch?
People ask us that all the time, and we say, well, it just depends on how big a piece of glass you have and how you're going to install it. And are you going to
how many supports along the way?
Exactly. So depending if you want quarter inch glass or 3/8 glass or half inch, half inch glass doesn't bow at all. So you can put a lot of weight on that. Quarter inch, you got to be really careful, because if you don't support it correctly, it'll bow in the middle. So you have to be really, really careful about what you're going to put on it and how you support the glass.
And a real great look is cabinets. You know, if you wanted to change out a wood one to a glass one, and I think that's a real handsome look. The rain glass for your china cabinets is a real nice touch.
We do a lot of the kitchen cabinets. We get a lot in every week. But the big thing, like right now, is seated glass. They like that old look of the glass, and so we do a lot of seated glass. A little bit of rain. They have a couple new styles called Cotswold, which is kind of like the new rain. It's more, looks a little more textured. Doesn't look like a shower door.
What about showers? That's a pretty common feature in a lot of homes, is a glass shower door. Is there any signs there that I need to be looking for that, hey, this thing's going to fall off the metal brackets, my wheels are going to rust out, there's going to be a broken glass situation in a wet, slippery bathroom?
Nowadays, a majority of the people buy and they want the 3/8 heavy doors and the 3/8 heavy glass. So we've come up with some different things. They have clips now that you can use, which most people do. We do a special cutout, put the clip on it, clip the glass, screw it down onto the tile, clip the glass, the clip onto the glass, silicone to seal some, so you'll get water running everywhere. That is the most popular way, and it's very secure and very safe. And most people say, well, why do you want these heavy doors and stuff? And I say, well, when you spend all this money on beautiful rock that you put in your shower, the one thing you want your shower to kind of disappear, and so you can see the beautiful rock, but you don't want something kind of flimsy. You want something that looks nice.
And Dennis, how long have you been doing this?
I've been in the glass business about 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah, I've owned ABC Glass for like 20 now.
ABC Glass is one of those situations. I love life stories. And how many different ways we were connected and never ran into each other. Your daughter works for Focus Insurance, who's been doing Rosie's insurance since before he was married. John Eisenhower immediately said, oh, I saw you saw ABC Glass. I've been thinking for a long time they should join. I'm like, John, we've been looking for a glass guy for 5 years. Why didn't you say anything? All this time, we never crossed paths, and as soon as we did, all these different connections were there.
Yeah, it's ABC Glass was there before Union Hills came into an existence onto Cave Creek Road. So we've been there for 45 years, just an old family glass company. Since 2008, there were 9 glass shops on Cave Creek Road, and we're the only ones left.
Wow.
So we are pretty proud of that. We're just kind of you walk in to the shop, and it's just kind of a family atmosphere in there. We do things a little different. We just want to listen to you, and we have books you can take and look and for parts and pieces, and we don't just kick you out the door because we don't know, because you have something odd. We try to find and see if there are different things that we can use because maybe the manufacturer's gone or all kinds of different problems. We're kind of like the one-stop little glass shop, and we hopefully 9 times out of 10 can find something for you.
Take a lot of walk-ins, bring in a broken glass problem, walk out with a solution.
That's it. We have an unbelievable walk-in traffic. People come in all the time with little things. Or right now, we're getting a lot of people coming from out of town, moving here permanently, and something's broken and they need some help. Or what's really nice is that they come in and they say, you know what, this is what I need. And I pick up the Rosie on the House calendar, I flip it in the back and say, here are some people that are trusted, and here's the reason why, and you need to listen to the radio on Saturday mornings. And so we've gotten rid of a lot of calendars, I'll tell you, a lot of calendars.
Well, we appreciate that, and thanks for being here with us this Saturday morning. For those walk-ins, on Cave Creek,
we're on Cave Creek Road, just south of Greenway. We're on the west side of the street at 15054 North Cave Creek Road.
And for any non-walk-in, what's y'all's travel radius for fixing glass in the cases where you've got to go on site?
We pretty much take care of the valley. We can't get down into the Santan area and way out west because it's just too far and it takes too long to get out there to get some of that stuff. And I have friends in the business. I've been in it so long that are out there that I refer people to. So you can call us and at least we'll give you somebody to help you get your problem solved. Cave Creek Road, just south of Greenway. We're on the west side of the street at 15054 North Cave Creek Road.